putting local artists center stage. This is an East Coast Rising Artist Spotlight. On this week's East Coast Artist Spotlight, we're featuring new music from Adam Ruzzo, who has a brand new album out.
Hey everyone, my name is Adam Ruzzo. I'm a Canadian musician out in Annapolis County, Nova Scotia. How did I get my start? Well, like a lot of young people, got into electric guitar in my teens and played a lot of metal music, rock music, got into a metal band in high school. And as a young person, I took music really seriously and I decided to take it at university as well. So I ended up getting a classical guitar performance degree from the University of Toronto, a master's degree in that. And when I was out there, I played a lot of gigs. So I got my start in the gigging world out at, you know, bars and restaurants and swanky private events, stuff like that. And that environment got me into singing as well. So now I've been doing a lot of folk music. My influences because of that are really far ranging. You know, they go from like the old folkies like Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon. I'm also a huge Stan Rogers fan, to, you know, all kinds of guitarists, whether they're fingerstyle like Tommy Emmanuel or, you know, a whole list of classical guitarists that I listened to a lot back in the day. My song St. Mary's Bay deals with the conflicts in recent years between the commercial and native lobster fishermen here in St. Mary's Bay. The old days of Acadia, the old days of, you know, making a simple living by fishing for yourself, your family, your community, are basically gone. The global economic machine has gotten in there and changed things. This is Adam Ruzzo, and this is my song St. Mary's Bay from my brand new album, The Land, the Sea, the People. And you're listening to East Coast Rising on 101.5 The Hawk.
Saltwater plenty and bountiful, lived on by many a mouth at home. But now we're fighting for the gold beneath the buoys down below. There was a time not long ago we shared the waters, the bays and coves. Now we fish for the whole globe and for the profits of CEOs. No one gets their way in St. Mary's Bay, where the lobster traps are laid. They'll shout and blame, set the wharf aflame. Each year it's the same. Here at home upon these waters, they've long since sold. No one gets their way in St. Mary's Bay, where the lobster traps are laid. They'll shout and blame, set the wharf aflame, and each year it's the same. St. Mary's Bay, far cry from yesterday. yesterday.